This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Al tells me that he heard Evan was off yesterday, and the explanation that they gave was that, you know, he'd been doing too many Rico Bronias and this whole thing.
I mean, he's a sports talk host for this radio station. That Rico Bronia thing he does on his own, right?
So I'm like, that can't be right, right? Like, can't be true. So
I was wondering where he was yesterday. I'm sorry, yeah. After we got done playing golf, I turn on the radio, are going to get a little Tiki and Evan, or Evan and Tiki, however they do it. And then I got Marash.
So I'm like, let me hear how they explain this. So we went back to the beginning of the show to hear how they explained Evan being out so we can all sort of process this and get our opinion on it. So let's hear it.
And just it starts out that's from the very beginning of the show, which was pretty brief. And then I picked it up at Al's suggestion when they came back from their first break.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Evan, the Mets might have killed Evan. He's down for the count, sick today after attending a couple games last weekend and reporting a million Ricos. We hope to have him back tomorrow. Evan and Tiki on the fan. Evan under the weather today. So who knows? You probably won't get another emergency Rico Bronia tonight. It's Sean Morash, Tiki Barber, Tommy Alex with us along the way as well.
He didn't want to have to deal with the only Yankee talk today.
Oh, you think that's what happened?
Yeah, because the Mets are effectively done. Al, we'll talk about what the 7 line wants to do at some point. But the Met talk is done until David Stern speaks tomorrow.
Yeah.
So he knew he had to, look, let Sean and Tiki talk about the Yankees and the Giants. I'll take a sick day.
I'm a baby.
All right, so I'm hearing this. Like, he is out because he's worn out from all the late nights and the games and the Ricos. That's what they're presenting to us, right?
All right, so that is your take on it.
That's what it sounds like. Okay, they're telling me.
All right, fine. I'm not, don't yell at me.
No,
I'm just saying that's your take.
Yeah.
All right, now is there more to it or no?
That's all I've gotten to. I don't know if it was a theme throughout the show.
All right, Al, how do you hear this? You're a radio lifer.
Well,
you
I'm the one who heard it initially. I was in my car at 2 o'clock.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, huh, that sounded like Evan was doing too many Rico podcasts and going to Mets games. And I was like, I'll take a day off. It's not a lot going on.
Okay. Eddie?
Well, first off, the Rico is part of the company that makes some money for the company. And I kind of feel about this the way Gio feels about your Knicks take.
That what?
It's nothing there. It's like, you know.
Well, hold on. You don't think you, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm going with this, Jerry. You are the guy for decades that used to tell us that we had labia if we did not come into work.
That's correct. Oh, I still
being legitimately sick.
Right.
So the lead guy on the afternoon show decides that he's worn out.
Different conversation.
Well, this is the conversation we're having.
I think it's terrible that he wasn't here if he's just a little tired. But that's awful.
I think what he's saying is I don't think the excuse he gave was he was worn out. I think it was them having fun at his expense.
So you think he's legitimately sick?
Well, or tired, which is terrible.
Wait. Tired?
Well, tired's not
tired?
Sick. Tired's not sick.
You're saying that that's a legit excuse for the afternoon guy
to
miss his show because he's tired.
I am not saying that. I'm just saying their reaction to it is meh. But the fact, if he was just tired and needed a break, that's terrible and lame.
That's what they're making it sound like.
Yes.
The only reason we're playing this is to try to hear how they're presenting why he's out, not because what they were saying was something special. It's more just I want to hear how they, because if they're basically telling us that he was working too hard and now he needs a day off.
Or, which they maybe didn't say on the air, could have been a voice thing.
Now I got to find out. I'll text somebody because that.
Well, if the guy is sick, we understand that. That's a different story. But the way they're presenting it,
He was just worn out.
He was going to Met games. He was doing a Rico Bronya podcast and decided to take a day off. Now, there is somebody around here, I think, who does handle scheduling. Is that right, Al?
Yes.
Yes.
Who is that?
David.
David
Marinick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the guy that sits in the back
yes,
there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that guy.
I mean, is he like in charge? Is that the brand ambassadors area?
He seems to be in charge of the scheduling.
Scheduling.
Like, I'm on those emails that say so-and-so is out today, so-and-so is filling
right, in. Right, and if Evan's out, this guy's got to move here, this guy's got to move there, that sort of thing.
All right, so did you see any of this on the scheduling emails?
I did see Evan is out, Marash is in.
Okay.
So I do see movement sometimes in that afternoon show.
A lot of movement?
Seems to me more movement than the morning show, for sure.
Yeah,
guys in, guys out.
Right, Tiki's got to go do the football, so he's over here.
Well, that's legit. I mean, he does do games for CBS.
Yeah,
so sometimes
but that's
he has
not,
to leave on Friday if he has a West Coast game or something.
That's not Odyssey. That's a different company, but whatever.
All right. Well, I'm going to text the brand ambassador, and I'm going to hopefully get a truthful answer from him.
Yeah. So, Jerry, what do you think? I didn't get your
I thought they were. I thought that he called out sick and they were having fun at his expense.
Okay.
But you can interpret it the other way, too, that he is like, even they, maybe you said a voice issue or he said.
No, I didn't say that.
That he could be that. It, too. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, I know we all get a lot. That. I mean, he has been talking a lot and getting up late at night and doing these Rico Bronya podcasts. So if he does a Rico Bronya, so let's say at 12:30 at night.
Sure.
What time does he have? I guess he's got kids, so he's probably gets up early in the morning with the kids.
Okay,
right?
You know what? You're talking to the wrong people.
Right.
I don't want to hear about fatigue.
Right, exactly.
And by the way,
the sun don't shine.
Like, I don't want to.
What did you just say?
Take that and shove it where the sun don't shine.
All right. So, okay, now we're getting to the nuts and bolts of this whole thing.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, and there's been so many of these days where the games are ending at 11:30. We got to get up. We got to do the show. You figure out a way it works. I'll nap in the afternoon. And Evan's got he's got his in-laws living in the house with him. He's got to say, listen, I got to sleep till 11 a.m. today. And then I'm going to go into work. So deal with the kids. Get them off to school. I'm snoozing. Because the only reason you're living in here is because of my ass. That's what I would say.
All right, you want him to put his foot down with his family.
Yes.
Okay, I'll remember that.
And not for nothing. Even if he was up till 2 a.m. and had to get up at 7 o'clock with the kids. Normal night for us.
Yeah, right.
Sounds kind of lovely.
Well, you know, we are special.
We're stupid.
Yes.
We are.
We're a special kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all going to be like Fernando Valenzuela. Wake up dead
don't
day.
Say. Do you have to say that? I was sad when I saw that.
Yeah.
I guess he was sick, right?
Yeah.
So he was 63, right?
Yes.
And how old are you, Boomer?
63.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Evan is on medication.
He's on medication.
Well,
for
we know
what?
That.
Like psychological medication.
More medication.
No, like, and he got a chest x-ray.
He's got pneumonia. Like Debo Samuel.
Maybe.
Well, I will say this, that if he has pneumonia because he's up doing Rico Bronya podcast and going to Met games.
Well, he's got to do that Rico Bronya podcast because where else could you hear him talk about the Mets?
Oh, I don't know.
Can't skip a Rico.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not like he has like 4 hours in a day
well,
to
it
talk
is
about it.
One of the top performing pods
it is.
In the company. It's up, I think, top three.
Yeah. Best complexion in a leper colony spot.
Come agreed, on. But still.
What are we talking about here?
All right, so there is, I feel like.
Alan Jerry's postgame also on that list.
Right, that's Alan true. Jerry's postgame is
we're on higher than Rico.
Yes, we are.
Are you guys higher than Rico?
Well, he just
usually,
said he was,
yes.
They were the best performing.
You just said that Evans is
one of.
One of.
The one who kicks ass is the Valenti pod.
Yeah, the better, what do they call it? No, it's.
Cash the Ticket.
Yep.
It's been popular for a very long time. Yeah, he was doing that gambling space stuff. He was like on the cutting edge of that. It's done really well with his co-host there. So, okay.
All right. So we have to get to the bottom of this. He is on some sort of medication.
Right.
Was he taking antibiotics?
St. Joseph's aspirin.
Wow.
Flintstones aspirin.
Boy. Oh, boy.
And I hope he doesn't die now, because that would suck.
Well, it would, yeah. It would suck more for, it would make us look bad than, you know, I would be upset about that.
I mean, you think he came down with the COVID?
Nah.
It's on the table. It is still out there.
Of course it's still out there.
All right, Jerry.
Our wonderful governor just reminded us to get our vaccines.
I did.
Good. Great.
What, well, high risk.
Right. I'm sure Gunner gets it, yeah.
That's for him to talk about, not me.
Okay.
It's his medical life. If he wants to talk about it, he can talk about it. I can't talk about it.
Yeah, we call Eddie high-risk Scazzeri now. Wait, no, comorbidity Scazzeri now. Okay. That's what we call him. He's got to take care of himself.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my favorite things during that whole COVID stuff is like, you know, we got a guy there in Eddie who's, you know, very sick and could die at any moment if he gets COVID because he's got diabetes. Remember, you would do that every day. We got to protect Eddie because he's one of those guys that could die.
Yeah,
and he's just sitting there like,
Eddie could die, but Eddie came to work, unlike Evan.
Good point.
The entire time.
Didn't miss one day, Eddie.
All right. Let's
proud of that, right?
You know what we're going to do?
Yes,
is,
actually.
We're going to save Jerry to the next segment and take a call here. Is that okay?
Sure.
Well, you can tell us what it would have been sponsored by.
No, I'll come back. That's fine.
All right. If you want to do a quick one here, we could do that too. It's fine.
Whatever you want. I just got to get through Rex Ryan. I got a lot to edit.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's Ray in Manahawkin. What's going on, Ray?
Yo, what's up, guys? What's going on? Good morning. I know Jerry has to get to his update. I just got a vent. I just have to vent, man. Evan Roberts not showing up to work. I listen to the station all day. I work outside. I have a solid 2-hour commute every morning from South Jersey to North Jersey, all the way up here in Paramus. Literally peak season where I'm driving and I'm just picking up dead deer carcasses all day. I think what I'm going to do, and this guy's working an afternoon show and he can't even show up to work in time. He's got to make excuses. He's too tired. You know what I'm going to do next week? If your brand ambassador doesn't mind, I'm just going to come. I'm going to go to Evan Roberts' house, pick him up at work, and he's going to come pick up deer carcasses with me at 6 in the morning next week. Thank you, gentlemen.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be perfect. Yeah. You know?
Now, look, if he's sick, I mean, I can't get on him if he's sick.
Yeah, remember when I came to work with the neurovirus? Probably not smart, but I still came in here. I was like, you know, I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, and you threw up in the garbage pail right in here, and the whole place stunk.
Yeah, but no. I took the garbage pail out of here.
You did.
And I didn't get anybody sick. But the point was, you
got in the car, showed up, you puked, and you left.
Yeah, and I wanted to stay. I did. But felt bad. I didn't want to infect you guys. Vinny on Staten Island. What's going on, Vinny?
Hey, just about Evan. The Monday show, I was watching on SNY, and that guy was coughing throughout the whole show. Now, I don't know if that led to something worse, but it would look like a precursor of getting sick. I'm not sure if he really has something bad, but he was coughing throughout that show.
Yeah.
Just to let you guys know. Okay. I don't know if you were watching it or listening to it.
No.
No, I did not see
that.
Yeah,
he was.
All right.
Well, he definitely was. This is not made up. I'm just trying to defend him because he's obviously not there.
And by the way, we are reacting to the way that they opened their show yesterday. You have to remember that.
Right. They're also implying that if he is sick, the reason he's sick is because he was working too hard.
Yeah.
Staying up and doing all these things.
Going to games, you know, the scoring the games and everything else. That takes a lot out of you.
It's been cold at those games, too. October.
Yeah, true. And catch that cold. All right. quick break, then we'll get back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.